Welcome back to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to all listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Married at First Sight UK Season 8, Episodes 5 through to 8, or Week 2. Chris, we've been on hiatus for a little while. I've got to tell you, or got to ask you, not tell you, how's your holiday, mate?
It was very good. I did miss you, Dave, but the main thing was I didn't miss talking to you because my football team has capitulated, and at every turn, when I think there's a little bit of light, there's disaster. So let's just talk about Maths UK, and you have reveled in every single minute of this, as I would do to you, my friend. So let's talk reality TV from one bunch of bellends to another bunch of bellends. So we're on week two, aren't we? As you say, we're going to go through it and we're going to catch up because obviously we've got this week's shows currently playing and I reckon I'll be done on time, Dave. So we'll be back on schedule by the end of this week. However, going back to last week, we get introduced to Brad and Shoda. Now, Brad is he's covered in tattoos all over his face, his whole body. You know, I'm not adverse with tattoo and neither is yourself, Dave, but there's something off with this guy. Now, I must admit, when we first met him and we get the whole speech about his son, he's an ex-steroid user, he's addicted to it, the party life. Straight away, I'm thinking, I'm going to research this lad. And yes, Dave, he's been on three other reality TV shows.
Right.
And he is a fucking tryhard, if there ever was one. So I thought his speech was really good at the wedding. I really did. And I thought Shona's backstory was lovely. However, there is something off with this guy. And I don't know what's happening this week. So he might be the greatest person ever. But I just get a feeling that he's just on this for the show. As most of them are. I don't want to talk about that. But I don't know where I stand with him. Just going off episodes 5 to 8.
Yeah. I think the thing is, for me, that comes across straight away with that couple. So Brad loves the smell of his own farts, doesn't he? I mean, he's just so up himself. And, like, he tries to me, he's one of those types of people who, you know, try and give off this zen kind of vibe and try and, oh, everything's cool, isn't it? And, you know, he's from Grimsby, isn't it? You ever seen Grimsby, the movie?
I know what it is. Yeah,
it's fucking brilliant. It's well worth the watch. But yeah, and I'm just like, you're full of shit, mate. You are absolutely full of shit. And then I think the trouble is, on the flip side, you got like Shona, who's like, yeah, I fall in love too quickly. And then as soon as she claps eyes on him, that's it. She's fucking gone. So, like, you know, there is something, I don't particularly like this couple. They're clearly, you know, going to ravage each other's bones for a bit. But I think, I'm not sure there'll be anything once they've finished kind of with that. I just don't see that this ends up in a good place. I didn't know that he'd been on various other reality shows, but it kind of makes sense. It fits in with the profile. And I don't know, maybe it's becoming a Maths tradition, Chris, that they just roll in some, you know, uber tattooed bellend.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I've watched the Tattoo Fixers and he looks like a little bit like the main guy. He's called Jay or something like that. But yeah, there's just something off again. And I'll be honest, Dave, the more I've watched this Maths, these first 2 weeks, they are so meta-aware of what's going on, even to the point that I have literally been thinking, my God, this is like watching Love Island. You know, just everyone playing along. So we know. We say it all the time. We call out the producers, everything. But I think, like, the casting, they have got the biggest bunch of fucking wannabes you could ever think of on this show for me. I don't think there's anybody really, well, actually, maybe there's one couple who I think have a chance and are genuinely there for love. But everyone else, and I'm talking about, let me get the name, Jay and Luke. I think they're the two that I am pulling for. I think at the moment, there's not been a lot of drama from what I've seen, but everyone else, I'm just like, nope. Everything is all played for the cameras, the way they angle the cameras, the way they literally talk to the cameras in, like, the breaking the fourth wall down when they're having these conversations, especially Portia. My God. So for start with these two. Like you said, they are passionate. They're on it. They're absolutely, and they're going way over the top when they're in the group situation, aren't they? They are weird. They just want to snog each other's faces off. Like, and I think it's mentioned about trying to be the one of the judges says about trying to be like the alpha couple, aren't they? Like they're the top of the tree. I'm not buying any of that shit at all. I'm really not. But I just find them. But even Shona, Dave, I find her fake as well.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But like I say, I think there's just something about her that you know that probably she's got a string of relationships with people like Brad, you know. But then, and then she'll get really upset about it when they break up, and then she'll walk right into the next one with the same kind of profile of douchebag.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And you're talking, Dave, when we're talking about Bellens, we get to meet the other couple, Dave, for this week, Porsche and Terrence. Now, I have got a problem with Porsche. She's literally playing American soap actress diva. I don't buy any of it. I mean, Terrence, I'm not sure of. And why the hell would you put somebody who is a Christian who goes to bed at 11 o'clock with a fucking DJ who comes in at 4 to 5 in the morning and admits to being a serial fucking cheater? The judges are fucking idiots, aren't they? They're fucking idiots, the judges.
But this is a couple that's just for the drama, Chris. This is a couple they just want to fuck with because, you know, just complete opposite ends of the spectrum. And we'll never fucking make a couple at all. I mean... So Portia, right, I don't like her, got to say, right out there. Someone who says, you know, oh, if someone offers, if someone doesn't pay for the check or pay for dinner or something, I'll walk off and get a taxi. Or, you know, she basically wants to be a kept woman, doesn't she? And, like, the first thing she's asking Terrence, like, is he a Christian and stuff? Like, fair enough if that is, like, really important here. That is absolutely fair enough. But find out his fucking name first. You know? So, I just talk about fate, Chris. I mean, I suppose we'll jump around a bit while we're playing catch up. But I mean, the whole thing with the dinner party later on, the theatrics in that lot was unbelievable because obviously they'd had their honeymoon, they'd had a bit of a blowout, perfectly predictable. And we'll go back to the whole childish comment, I guess, and I'll get your input on that. But at the dinner party, like she's fucking bad mouthing, you know, as they do, they like to rally the troops. And again, the producers are very deliberate in like the order that they bring people in. And, you know, Portia's rallying the troops. She's saying, what an arsehole Terrence is. Terrence comes across and she is ready, Chris. She is primed and ready to go. She's like, Terrence, you motherfucker, you're going to come over here, you're going to say something, and I'm going to blank you. And he didn't. And she was like, it cut her legs off. And she was like, you fucking bastard. And it just escalated from there because, you know, he basically pissed on her chips. Didn't give her that opportunity to blank him because he blanked her. And then it's all about that then. And it's just ridiculous. And then apparently, Chris, the whole thing was about this childish comment. Everything else was fine, but apparently it was all to do with, you know, Terrence calling her childish. And again, we get this thing where, you know, when it's replayed to other people, it's completely misrepresented. It's designed to make other people, you know, feel sympathetic to your cause. It's fucking interesting. And this is, honestly, can't stand, you know, this pair as a couple. However, fucking brilliant maths couple.
Yeah, well, you stole my thunder, but yeah, you're right. I completely agree. The childish thing was fucking childish on her part. He was calling her out. I think he plays the room a lot better. He's read the script. He's watched the show.
Yeah.
He is as cool as a cucumber. You know, he's absolutely sat there. He doesn't raise his voice. He doesn't take her up on it. She storms off. Got to say, Dave, if you're going to storm off, at least have some onions in your pocket to make the tears flow. Because there was zero tears coming down her face when she was supposed to be so upset. I agree. These are just great TV. They're absolutely never going to get together. They're most fucking incompatible couple we've probably seen on Maths. And again, I know it sounds stupid. I should be rejoicing in having a couple like that where you know we're going to get drama now for the next 3 or 4 weeks. But I think the romance side of it thinks at least fucking somebody somewhere fucking get together and be real. You know, like, these two are never going to see eye to eye and they're never going to be together. But I completely agree. I love the way that she rallies his troops. That is Maths 101. All the girls are like, and he hasn't, to be fair, Terence hasn't actually got any of the guys on side. Really, Luke had a bit of a pop. Then he's saying like, well, she's just, you know, she's so needy, isn't she? And he did call her out, which I thought was quite interesting because he seemed quiet, like in the background. He didn't want to, we've not seen much of Luke's personality. So that was quite interesting, whether that comes to show later on. But he was sticking up for Terence. But again, Dave, you know what pisses me off watching this? The fucking contestants, they all piss me off. The judges.
Still not right, really. I mean, what are they judging?
What are they doing? The experts. No, but I mean, what are the experts on? I'm going to call them judges because, hey, you messaged Paul, didn't you, on Twitter? And we both said the same thing. Why don't the fucking experts, and I'm using that in fucking quotation marks because they are not experts of fuck all. We've spent 6 months vetting these people. No, you haven't. You've spent 2 fucking days being filmed with a load of fucking deadlegs who work for a fucking entertainment agency who put forward a load of these fucking wannabes who want the Instagram fame, and you're trying to make us believe you spent 6 months talking to these people. Not on my fucking Nelly. Have they done any of that, Dave? Absolute bullshit. I'm sorry. And then fucking they're all there like, be Portia. Oh my God, what's going on? Oh, well, you can see. And then they had a go at Terence. Well, it's it's the way you deliver it, Terence. Why don't you watch all the stuff that us as the audience are asking? What the things that were supposed to go along with the story when they're living together? I'm not saying that Terence is completely innocent. I'm not. I'm genuinely not. Because he's obviously, he does like that, like, you know, party life. But I've only seen Portia be the one at times overreacting. Maybe it's a defense mechanism. Maybe we'll find that out about her later on. And this is why she is the way she is. That's fine. I'm happy to be proven wrong and think, oh, she's a nice person. But the way she talks to the camera, it's just the red flags are there straight away. But the experts are fucking useless, Dave. Absolutely useless. And the fake compassion they show for these people is bullshit.
I don't know, Chris. Sometimes the simplest answer is the right one, and maybe she's just a fucking bellend. Well, that's the way she comes across.
This is shut my fucking rant up, aren't you?
No, I just think you're trying to be nice and leave the door open and say, well, you know, maybe it's a bad edit, you know, Olivia style from Australian Maths, you know, it's a bad edit, you know, she's actually a salt of the earth, really lovely person. I don't believe it, you know, it's just... Again, she got my back up with the whole fucking wanting to be basically, I don't know, just waited on hand and foot. What was it she said? She said she's not Beyonce, but she's not far off or something like that. You know, it's like, oh, fuck off. I can't be doing with that level of narcissism. And the thing is, I do think Terence is, you know, just completely incompatible with her. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Now, what we'll get, Chris, is the classic kind of, oh my God, it's the end of the week. This is ridiculous. And did you notice, actually, they've changed the rules a bit. So in the Australian one, it was always if one person says they're going to stay and the other one says they're going to leave, then they have to stay. Whereas in the UK, one person said, all the previous seasons that we've seen, one person says they're going to leave, that's it, couple's over. Whereas now, it's the Australian style mental torture of keeping that person locked into into this luxury flat. But, you know, I thought that was interesting that they changed that up a bit. But this is where, again, you know, it's probably written into the contract and blah, blah, blah. They might get less fees or whatever. But look, if you are really unhappy, I'm sure there are ways out. But you get to that point when they probably have a word with the producer or, you know, some minder off camera and stuff. And it's like, look, you know, you just have to see this out for a few weeks. And so you see them all down and like, oh, I'm fucking so unhappy. And then they're like, look, but you really want to be on TV though, don't you? Yeah, yeah, that's true. I do really want to be on TV. So they appear next week. Ta-da! Oh, yeah, we're going to have another go. And yada, yada. It's like, fucking hell.
Harrison and Bronte style.
Yeah. Oh, we've worked through our differences and we're really trying to challenge each other. You know, it's predictable as anything.
It is. I totally agree. And you know what made me laugh, Dave? This is the epitome of, let's create a fucking storyline for ourselves. It's Peggy and Jorge, Dave. Jorge, you know, he's 2 months for me. He's absolutely, he's like they've got every boisterous person and rolled him into one. He's just like, he's so over the top. But I got to defend him a little bit. When Peggy was talking to him and she's saying basically about what would you do? This hypothetical thing about OnlyFans, right? And he went, well, yeah, you know, because I have a channel and I do squats and I've got a bit of cash. He's either a Twitch channel or he's got his own OnlyFans for gaming, Dave. I believe you can probably do that. But she then takes offence, runs with it, runs all the way to the dinner party. George gets a bollocking off the fucking experts. And I'm like, am I missing something here? He's basically said, yeah, I'd support you doing it. If he said he wasn't going to support, I think she'd have fucking kicked off about that as well and gone, well, it's my body. I do what I want. I think it was just purely a device for the episode. I wasn't believing anything she said. However, these two are not compatible. Just to throw that in as a side note. Absolutely unbelievable. So what did you think of that, Dave? Am I off on that?
Well, for me, Chris, it sort of reminded me of when I was married and I could never, ever get the right answer.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Just drink constantly. That is the way through it, and don't respond. Because you're right. I mean, I thought his response was okay. It's like, it's your body. Maybe he could have said, look, I don't think I'd love it, but I'd support you. You know, I think I probably would actually, honestly, be a bit jealous. You know, he could have maybe softened it a bit, but I thought he was sort of being supportive, but she took it the opposite way. And I think the way she took it was like, he just doesn't give a shit. And then the trouble is, she's talking about, you know, bearing all on OnlyFans. And then he's on about like people tip him on his channel. And then if they tip enough, he gets to do squats. Well, Chris, the problem is, I don't know if they've done some neurological trick here, but because, you know, they're talking about nakedness on OnlyFans, and then George is talking about squatting on fucking on his platform. I'm thinking, what the fuck? I mean, that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Are these like sexy naked squats, or what the fuck's going on there? Why the fuck would someone part with the hard-earned cash to watch someone squatting? I mean, I think if there's a market out there, it'll be an upcoming tier on the Patreon.
I'm happy to do it, Dave. You know what I mean? I'll do it for the good podcast.
Who the fuck would pay for that? I just don't see it as a market myself. But clearly it is.
Me and you will do 5 squats for $5. Yeah, imagine that. It's like, I mean, if anybody wants to send us the money, we're happy to do this. But it's just like,
I'd be like, oh, my back after fucking 2.
Yeah, no, we're not going deep enough. We're not going deep. But like, I don't get it. And like I said to you, Dave, it's like me and you having a conversation and you saying the same thing, Chris, I'm going to do an OnlyFans thing or, you know, whatever. I'm going to do whatever. I need to make a bit of cash, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? And I went, I don't really care. You do you. If you want to do it, I'm happy to support you. And then you going, how dare you? And I'm like, what have I done? Was it not a right answer anyway? And I just think that's all it was. It was purely the producers meddling and just saying, right, we need something.
Oh, no, I kind of believe that Peggy took it that way. I mean, what are the producers? They're not going to say, like, react this way. I do believe the reaction. I'm saying it's unfair because I actually don't think there was a right answer in there. you know, if he'd got kind of possessive and said, well, no, I wouldn't be happy with that. Well, it's one of these things, isn't it? Maybe Peggy would have been okay with that response, but you can imagine a lot of people would not fucking react that way. Be like, my body, my fucking choice, you know, I do what I fucking want. Fuck you, George. With your fucking tip for your baton or whatever it was. What was it, a baton or it was something, wasn't it?
Was it his?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it was like, there was something French, like a bread roll or baton or something like that. That
was like euphemism for something else.
Exactly. That's what I think it was. And then he's on about his squatting and stuff. It got all very weird for me. But yeah, I mean, this is another couple though, isn't it? That clearly, I think I said it last week, they're just there to be fucked with, really. The producers are just having a laugh. Like, everyone's like laughing at like Peggy's expense, right? She's 32, apparently. And, you know, she's quite open about she wants to start a family and stuff. Well, let's put her with the biggest fucking man child we can possibly find. And that's not because he's got a fucking Twitch channel or anything. Just the things that he comes out with. So they're just not a good pair. Now, they could, you know, ebb and flow. They could go through kind of, you know, patches where they're kind of getting on okay. But ultimately, they're not going to work at all, and they never will. But what I'll say for George is, although he comes out with some really stupid stuff, when he's backed into a corner, I actually think he can say some pretty good things. So he seems, when he's in the doghouse for a bit, is this sounding familiar, by the way, Chris? As I'm saying that. When he's been in the doghouse for a bit, he'll give his apology. And actually, he wordsmiths it quite well. He sounds quite good and sincere in what he's saying. I don't think it is sincere, but he seems quite good at delivering the message when he really concentrates hard on it.
Yeah. I think he's one of them people, Dave. He's playing, and I agree with that. I think he's playing such a persona, this like jovial thing. I think there's layers to him, quite like he's probably got a lot of baggage, like we all have, to be fair. But I just think because he's playing that, you know what he reminds you of, Dave? He's a bit like fucking Boris Johnson. I don't like Boris Johnson, but I'm not saying. To that extent, you know,
what,
that sort of
massive fucking Belen sex yeti. He's got more fucking kids than fucking anyone, I think.
He's cheated on everyone that fucking day. Maybe he should be on maths. You know, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Stay at home. Don't go out. Yes, but he's got. I mean, he's playing a character, the real person. He's buried somewhere else. He's like an actor, an actress where they are themselves, but they've ramped up to a level, you know, and that's what he feels like. He's always got to be this character. So maybe them layers will be stripped off, as long as he don't keep saying, I hope she's got, you know, I can see a bazookas or cannons or whatever he was saying. We might have a chance for him to come through it as a good person. But I just find that he's just going to carry on, literally milking this character he's created for himself.
Yeah. Speaking of milking, Chris, I mean, a couple that's definitely not getting any action is Ella and Nathaniel. I mean, what do you reckon to those?
Well, I'm not buying it. I think they're both here. They've both been on, Nathaniel's been on reality shows. Ella, you know, she got up and spoke to the group, didn't she? She explained about life, you know, transitioning and everything. And, you know, and it can only ever be accepted in such a positive way. And Nathaniel was there, putting his arm around her, you know, comforting her, you know, was very brave and that. I think, I don't know with this couple at all. I don't believe they're compatible at all. I think more than anything, on Nathaniel's side, I think he's purely there for the show.
Yeah.
The fact that she wanted and said, he's not even fingered me, Dave. I nearly spat my fucking tea out. I was like, what the fuck? He was talking to Peggy in that. I was just like, oh my God. So I don't know. I don't know where they go, Dave. I really don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, these two for me are those, they're the couple that, you know, aesthetically very good looking, and you just think, well, you are there for the Instagram followers, I think. You know, you're not that interested in listening to each other or hearing each other, more importantly. And, yeah, I just want that kind of following. But, yeah, again, I just don't see them really gelling and getting on. They're both quite egotistical themselves, aren't they? And I kind of feel like if you get two personalities like that together, then I don't typically see it working.
No, and I agree. I think we're going to see more fireworks as this experiment unfolds with them two. And I know Nathaniel's been really vocal in the press about the show and everything, and that'll probably transpire in the next couple of weeks. But I do think that, I think with Ella, there's so many layers to strip away of her. You know, she puts up this facade. Obviously, you know, she's always going to be on the defensive. I don't know. I don't know what I worry for her is what the experts' advice they're going to give, because they're fucking useless, Dave. You know, I hope that they navigate her, you know, her story, her whole journey on this show. And as well, what you don't want is that, you know, she becomes someone that we don't like further down the line. You know, I think at the moment I'm sort of in the middle with both of them as a couple. I don't believe in Nathaniel's intentions, but I'm hoping that with Ella, she's there. Because there has been a few things that I flagged up and I thought, oh, I don't like her dialogue or anything. But in the same respects, you know, it's such a thing, you know, for a burden for her to carry onto the show and be honest. So yeah, it's quite a hard thing to navigate. So let's just hope that for her, she gets the sort of the conclusion she wants, even if it's not with Nathaniel, which I don't think it is, and it leads on to some like long lasting relationship.
Now, Chris, other couples of note, or not of note really, but Arthur and Laura, any thoughts on them?
Still not buying it. Not buying any of it. I wasn't buying it. I know Mel wasn't buying it at all. Some of the things Arthur said, and he did admit, did he, about the lying and stuff like that. And then this thing about the vowels, the scraping the barrel again with the fucking storylines. You know what I mean? We've got Peggy there, you know, hypothetically being upset. And then you've got, they've still gone about the vowels. So fucking what? The fact that he said, I love you at the end was definitely read from a script, which was fucking brilliant. But I'm not buying them two. They'll be definitely not staying together. There's a little bit more about them as they get to know each other, but I'm not having it that they'll be together as a couple much longer.
Yeah. And what about Thomas and Roz, Chris?
Well, apparently, Dave, they're having all sorts of action.
Well, I mean, I think Brad and Shona, you could put in that category as having all sorts, but I think, I don't know, I kind of get the impression that Thomas and Roz, bit of an awkward, like, fumble, maybe. <I don't know. laughs> Apparently, you know, they've been intimate, but fucking, I don't know, I just don't imagine there were sparks flying.
No, they're one of them couples, Dave, I'll be honest, I'm not really interested in. They've not brought anything to the show yet for me to go, yeah, I'm rooting for him. I don't really think he just reminds me of a Tory boy, Dave, and that's why I'm struggling, I think. You know, I'm sorry, I know that's bad, but he just is. I don't know. He's just like, he's come from such a privileged background for me, and I can't take to him at the moment. For her, with her, I don't know. She seemed to get very upset with some of his dialogue and that's fine. You know, like, it's not fine him to speak, but I don't know. I'm just not buying into it at all.
Yeah. I don't know. I am intrigued where this couple goes. And like I say, I sort of tore him a new one last week when I was saying, oh, like, just fucking get with it. Like, you know, because he just wouldn't even hold her hand or anything. So, yeah, I am interested where these go, although not necessarily invested, if that is in a good way. I'm sure something will happen one way or the other.
Yeah, let's see. So anyone else, Dave, before?
No, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? So like I say, we've gone through week two, we'll catch up on week three, and then pretty much business as usual then.
We're back. We are back.
Tasha and Paul.
Actually, Dave, I'm going to take back what I said at the start of the show about Luke and Jay. These two might have a chance. The dialogue is like how a normal couple would treat each other. I mean, there was, you know, Paul was getting called out for his toilet habits, Dave. You know, pizza, he said, it's your fault. You know, they do actually look like there's a bit of chemistry, actually. So for these two, I'm rooting for him. I think I wasn't so sure at the start, but I think as we've gone on, they just seem genuine. There doesn't seem to be any drama at the moment with them. It might change, but yeah, I thought they've had a good 2 weeks, to be fair, like Jane Luke have as well. And they seem really, and when they were in the apartment together, it seemed just organically. It wasn't fake. There was no like looking at the camera, breaking the fourth wall. I just, yeah, I was with him on that, I must admit.
Yeah, and I think these are almost like the Ollie and Tani, aren't they, from Australian Mass? You know, the couple that you're like, oh, actually, these are one of the genuine couples, not a couple that the experts are just looking to fuck with. These like look like they might actually work. I'm sure they'll go through some bumps in the road on the way, but actually they're going along at a nice pace, and I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah. I am, to be fair, I am. And maybe my cynical old, you know, heart, Dave, may be changed with two couples having a potential to make it. All the others can get back on Instagram selling fucking teeth whitening, but maybe these four are the ones, Dave.
Sounds good.
Good stuff. So thank you, everyone, for bearing with us. I know a lot of you's messages will say, where are we? You know, I was on my jolly up and it was 30 degrees in Tenerife day, so I had a very good time. But no, thanks for sticking around and sticking by us. We'd like to say we'll get the next episode out once all the episodes are finished this week. So if you want to email us, guys, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media @cdrealitycast, as always, get up to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Come and join us over there. There's loads of links for all the episodes if you're outside the UK. So you can catch up if you're trying to listen along to me and Dave chat about all this nonsense. And as always, if you want to get over to patreon.com/cdrealitycast, if you want to come and join us over there and support us, that'd be really, really good of you. So the roll call of honour for today is Sandy, Danielle, Caroline, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green and Ken Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Amazing, amazing list as always.
Awesome, mate. Well, it has been good to get back on the horse, and no pun intended there. So thanks very much to you, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.